This is Telltales, Dakota Folklife and Stories, a collection of narratives, shared memories, and personal experiences from those who live on the North Dakota Plains. On a beautiful afternoon in May of 2024, two old friends got together in the recording studio, the fiddler, Loy Larson, and the guitarist, John Lardinoy. They talked about one of Thomas Jefferson's favorite fiddle tunes, dances in Western North Dakota, and the history of fiddling contests.
The first fiddle contest in the United States was probably in the early or mid 1700s, and I remember seeing an advertisement for it, a printed handbill that said the first prize was a Cremona fiddle. Can you imagine what that'd be worth today?
Oh, man, yeah.
And then in the Adams book, Log of a Cowboy, there's a description of a fiddle contest between two competing cow camps where they pulled wagons up next to each other in some street in Kansas or South Dakota, and you know, a fiddler in each one, and they played, and the best fiddler got the drunkest, I guess. But that's been going on forever.
Yeah.
And, you know, the square dance was the main form of entertainment in the Western North Dakota. You know, that was a big deal. There's a painting at the ticket office of the Town Hall Theater in Medora by Einar Olstad, and it's a square dance. There's a fiddler, there's an accordion player, there's a square of dancers, and then the clock on the wall is about 5 minutes to midnight. And in the foreground of the painting, there's a huge table and laid out with coffee and rolls and sandwiches and sweet treats. And the women are just getting ready to feed everybody. So they'd break at midnight and have this big feast, and that would fortify them enough to carry on until, you know, the break of dawn.
Yeah.
And everybody, you know, get back in their buggies and back on their horses and go back to the ranch.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember hearing about that back in the day. They'd dance all night.
Pretty much the way it is at fiddle contests.
Yeah.
Then the conversation shifted as they remembered a famous fiddle tune, Gray Eagle.
There's a story about Gray Eagle that supposedly Thomas Jefferson, who played violin and fiddle as well, collected fiddle tunes, and the story goes that he had a racehorse named Gray Eagle.
Ah.
And that was the source of the tune, was he collected this fiddle tune, and you know how fiddle tunes are. You can't remember the name of them, so you make something up.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like it's Shannon Waltz and Waltz of the Shannon, and it's probably got a dozen different names.
A lot of those tunes have a bunch of different names. Yeah. I think Adam Granger from the Cities, you know Adam?
Sure.
He put together that fiddle tunes anthology, and I mean, almost all of them had like 10 different names. You know?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
But yeah, getting back to Gray Eagle, the first time I heard that was a contest up in Grand Forks, and Jimmy Tangesdahl was up there.
Oh,
and,
sure, from Minot.
Yeah, from Minot. And he played Gray Eagle, and I just thought, wow, I've never heard anything like that before.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, Gray Eagle, at Weezer, that's one of the contest canon, you know.
That's a standard out there.
It's a standard, yeah. Weezer is the National Old-Time Fiddlers Contest.
Yep.
Held always the third full week of June in a small town on the Sagebrush Prairie of the Snake River in southern Idaho.
It's one of our family vacations heading out west.
Yeah, like we said earlier, I mean, when a fiddler hears something that he likes, it's like, okay, show me that again.
Yeah, exactly. That's the beauty of contests. You get exposed to all these different players and different styles.
And you bring it back home.
Yep. And then next year, everybody's got something new to bring to the table, and so the tradition keeps evolving. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, we play these tunes once every 5 years. It's harder.
The Texas fiddling is a challenge.
It is. It is. All the intricate parts and.
It sounds like stirring things up, mixing the pot.
All right. So another great, some Gray Eagle. Thank you.
Gray Eagle.
Yeah, yeah.
You can kind of hear the horse's foot in the gravel, can't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Produced in partnership with Dakota Legacy, this project is supported in part by a grant from the North Dakota Council on the Arts, which receives funding from the North Dakota State Legislature and the National Endowment for the Arts.